Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got a great show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible.
Yes, we certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, AFS Foundation, and waterproofing specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly, and Daphne's hottest place for chow. The waterfront restaurant is at number 1 Yacht Club Drive, and also the gracious Miss Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook. And you can always call us here at 343-0106. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Coming up later on SBN, we will be joined by Mr. Phil Quigley with Sage Health. He will get us up to speed on the services that Sage has to offer to our veterans and their families. And we will also speak with the nearly famous Medicare lady. She's working on that, Miss Keisha Chambers. She's got a great amount of information on the options available for our veterans when it comes to their health care. And, of course, Tom's tirade on 10 Soldiers in Pedro's Army. It's a repeat, but you don't want to miss it. But first, it is a great honor to be joined by President of the Mobile Chapter of the Chief Petty Officers Association, Pablo J. Rosa Perez. Hey, Chief, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service.
Hi, thank you for having me here, and thanks to Tom and everybody here. And I want to say hi to all the listeners. And my name is Pablo Rosa Perez. I'm a Chief Petty Officer in the United States Coast Guard. And I'm the president of the Chief Petty Officer Association for the Mobile Chapter. We cover Alabama and Mississippi. And I'm here today to talk about an event that we're planning for August 10th. It's a bicycle ride. We're calling it the Bike-a-thon. And we are raising funds for the American Legion. They are conducting a bicycle ride from Texas all the way to Tampa, Florida. The person that's leading it, he's a retired Senior Chief Petty Officer of the United States Coast Guard. His name is Jeff Perkins, and he's also a past state commander for the American Legion in Texas. And they're visiting every single military branch on their way to Florida, and they selected Mobile, Alabama to come visit the Coast Guard. So that's how we got involved in this.
That's how you got involved in it?
Yep, that's it. That's how we got involved in it.
All right. Well, you're going to have the big event out at the Arlington Park out there?
Yes, so we're choosing Arlington Park. It's right outside of the facilities for U.S. Coast Guard Sector Mobile.
Right. Yeah, it's over there. It out right outside of old Brooklyn Field, right?
Correct. Right next to Brooklyn
Field. Everybody in the Mobile area here on the coast would consider the Brooklyn Field as like that's a location, so they'd know how to get there.
Okay.
But Arlington Park is also a fabulous facility over there. Well, they're trying to raise this all this money for the American Legion. But this is also, the American Legion is a 501c3, so it is a legal donation so that people can make a donation to it and put it as a tax write-off, right?
That's correct. And the funds are going to be used for PTSD treatment, suicide awareness.
Awesome.
And they're also planning to build the first ever women's PTSD center.
We don't have that.
No, we don't.
It's like here in the Mobile area with all of our VA center and all that. They actually, to my knowledge, because they don't even have anybody down there to treat the women veterans. They're actually having to send them over to the Pensacola facility, to the Naval Air Station over there to be treated, because I have some dear friends that are ladies that are veterans, and that's where they're having to go to get treatment. And, hey, we ought to do that. They're veterans too, man.
That's true, and this is something that's dear to my heart. In my first duty station when I was in Key West, I have a friend that died from suicide.
Oh, my God.
His name was MK3 Sam Taylor. So when we got notice of this, we said, yes, we'll lead it. And one of the things that we're doing for this is we're meeting at the Alabama Mississippi state line off of Highway 98.
Okay, so then that's where we could start participating there.
Correct. It's at 9 a.m. And we are charging people $30 to ride all the way to the park, and they get a teacher out of it. They get to be involved.
Okay, but they get to enjoy the ride and the camaraderie and the fellowship with everybody that's participating in there, but at the same time, their donation will be a big thing towards the monies that the bicycle ride is trying to raise.
Yes, and if you give me a moment, I would like to thank my partners and sponsors. First of all, I want to thank the South Alabama Veterans Council, Fran Barber.
She put us together. Awesome lady.
She's an amazing lady. I also want to thank the American Legion Post 42 out of Ocean Springs. Stephen Smith, he is going to be in a pace car right in front of the riders.
Awesome. Okay.
Providing water. And if anybody gets tired or needs a break or gets injured,
okay,
they get to jump on the car. The Sergeant Foster L. Harrington Detachment of the Marine Corps League, they're tagging along with us. Geico, Ron Davis, Yellowhammer Coffee, Bree Morris, First Command Financial Services, that's Jill Ishang, and Spin Therapy out of Lucedale, Mississippi. She is run by a retired Master Chief of the Coast Guard, and right, she's putting up a spin class where all the proceeds she's going to donate for this effort that we're having.
That's awesome. So how can we go about getting involved with it and riding if we wanted to ride?
Oh, they can contact us at our Facebook page. It is the Mobile Chapter, Chief Petty Officer Association Mobile Chapter. They can also call 251-604-0639. And they can also donate directly through Venmo, Mobile CPOA.
In other words, they can go to your Facebook page and then scan that QR code there, and that'll give them all the information where they could either ride and or they can make a donation through Venmo.
Correct. So they can. We're going to have a flyer up there. It has a QR code. That way they can sign up or pledge a donation as well.
Well, I tell you what, it's just a pleasure to be able to have you on board here. And we're going to try to get you a PSA runner here on the station to help further your information out to the public here, because we do have a little time. It's with August the 1st. Is that the date on it?
It's August the 10th. It's a Sunday.
Okay.
The actual bicycle ride starting from Texas starts on August 2nd.
That's where I was getting messed up.
22nd of August when they get to Tampa.
All right. That's just awesome. And Chief Petty Officer, we appreciate you being on board, brother. God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
And you're doing an awesome job. And on the other side of the break, you can always visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And we'll talk to Mr. Phil Quigley from Sage Health Centers here in the Mobile, Alabama area. Thank you, sir.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You got to do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch us on the FM Talk 106.5 app on your smartphone. That's where our regularly aired programs are posted. And Tom's tirade right now is up on castbox.fm. And it is a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Mr. Phil Quigley Down Under with Sage Health. All right, Phil, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
I appreciate it very much, and I like that Down Under. Tom, yeah. You know what he's talking about, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do I look a little bit like Tom Selleck?
Oh, yeah. Down Under, man. You're Aussie. I see that right now.
Quigley Down Under.
Well, yes. Yeah, it's you and the Duke.
Yeah, the Duke. Yeah, check that voice out, okay?
Oh, I like that better.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Elvis.
Well, listen, you're Quig.
Yeah, I like
Quig.
It. That's me.
You're with Sage Health.
Right.
What is Sage Health? What are you doing here? What y'all doing in Mobile area?
You know, Sage Health is a primary care, but we're a seniors primary care, 55 and older. And it's obviously we take full Medicare A and B, have to have Medicare and B, and also a Medicare Advantage plan, Humana, Aetna, Cigna, Devoted, Medicare plans like that. But we differ, Tom. There's great Medicare out there. I mean, excuse me, there's great primary care out there. We know that.
Yeah, right.
But where we differ is we're at what's called a value-based or performance-based. And the difference is most of your primary care are fee-for-service. So in other words, more patients, more money they make. Nothing wrong with that. But the problem is, and Tom, I know that you've seen how we operate.
I have. I've been in your facilities.
You sure have. And so when you come in to our facility, you're not going to see a lot of people out there. And here's the reason. You go to fee-for-service, as I said, you know, you're packed. Why are you packed?
Oh, yeah, we're booked.
That's it. And so fee-for-service, they're sitting there waiting because a lot of patients. And the problem with that is then you only have the national average is about 7 to 12 minutes on fee-for-service, because if you go longer than that as the doctor, you're going to back up your patient base.
Oh, yes.
Your appointment set as Sage, that's your time. 2 to 5 minutes, you're in the back. First visit is 90 minutes. 55 minutes or so with the medical assistant nurse. What happens there is we do all kinds of testing. Because you heard me say performance-based, value-based, we're paid through Medicare. And we're paid that way because bottom line is, I'm going to say it easy, is we want to keep the patients out of the hospital.
Right.
We want to find things before they happen. Not that we want to find anything, but let's say they do. You know, Tom, you just went through some scary things.
Oh, I did. I did. And when you have to sit and wait 2, 3, 4 hours, you know, and you're dang near dead, or you're trying to get it. And the other thing that I like about what you do, my wife is actually a member of, of the services that y'all provide over there. And the fact was that, you know, she was having to go to different places and wait. Well, you know, when she called to get an appointment, it might be 3 weeks, it might be a month and a half. But with your services, the other day she wasn't feeling good. She says, I think I need to go see the doctor. I said, well, get dressed, let's go.
She walked right in, didn't
she? When we walked in the front door, she walked to the counter. I sat down in the chair, and I got my phone out, and I started to get on Facebook, and he said, come on back, Ms. Claxton. I'm going like, what?
Well, and you brought up something very important, too, that I was going to get into. Once you become a patient at Sage Health and go through your first initial visit, we don't want you to have to go anywhere else. We don't want you to have to go to urgent care. You get that right. You're sick. We want you to come in.
Well, I like the fact that y'all are furnished preventative medicine.
We are. That's
not proactive medicine.
We're not,
you know?
We're not reactive. We are proactive. We're not reactive.
Let's catch it before it gets started.
Exactly.
My wife went in there, and she said that and she was in the medical field for 24 years before she retired. And she said, I've never had the physical and the test run that I had when I went in there. They were looking to see what kind of shape I was in, what kind of problems I was in, what kind of medicine I was on.
We catch it before. We want to make sure. Let's do it. As you said, let's do it. And, you know, I got to say this really quick. I know Keisha is one of the sponsors, and I work hand in hand. She's a great broker, Medicare broker. We call her the Medicare lady.
Right.
And, of course, she's the auxiliary commander at DAV in Loxley. But, you know, the thing of it is, I'm a veteran. You're a veteran.
Right.
Would never take anything with a VA. Problem is, a lot of times we're sitting there. You're waiting. You're waiting to see the doctor. I have a friend that works at the one in Pensacola. She's a nurse. Her and her husband's a good friend. And, you know, they're waiting. And she comes home exhausted, tired, because they're low on staff. They don't have enough.
Sure.
One thing is awesome.
But they're going to book 50 or 75 people anyway.
That's it. They're going to book it anyway. Think about being a veteran. You also don't have to have just the VA. Guess what? You can have an outside primary care,
too. Sure you can.
And think about time. You do. And that's a misconception, like TRICARE. If you have TRICARE, awesome, TRICARE, what's the other? CHAMP VA. You know what? It does not take away from having a Medicare plan. No, it does not bother. Thanks for saying Tom, because there's such misconception out there that they don't realize that you can have, and guess what? It helps in other ways.
Well, you know, they say at the VA that you could walk in and do whatever you need to do. Yeah, you can if you've got a cold or some of the smaller stuff. But if you want to go see somebody, maybe you need a test authorized or something like that, no.
Right.
I mean, I wait to get some things like 2 months or a month, 2 months and a half, and then I'm going to have to go to Biloxi somewhere.
That's right. And, you know, another thing I love, too, is when you have your follow-up, you still get 55, 60 minutes for your follow-up, 60 minutes, you know. And we don't, you know, I always say this when we have events, Tom. I always ask people, how many see their primary care and they wait till they're sick? I was bad about that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till I'm sick. Well, you know what? We don't want you to wait till you're sick, because that goes with that, as you were talking about, proactive.
Right.
And so we do a lot of events. We're out in the, we're out in the public. We got great people that we work with. You know, Dale Hatcher, Reed Guy, Valerie that I work with. There's so many great ones, Valerie Smith, that we're out there taking care of these people because we care. And, you know, and we do a lot of military events, too. And a big one coming up.
Yeah, we got up. I think you covered Sage pretty good. And we'll gradually get back on here later about that.
Okay.
But give me an insight about this event that you got coming up on the 22nd.
Okay, 22nd July, 3 to 5. We're having a big veterans event at the Tillman's Corner Senior Center. And we're doing the full ceremony. And, Tom, you and I have done so many together. And we've got Admiral Kent Davis speaking, Colonel Barrow speaking, Mark, who's one of your sponsors of Battleship Park, Mark Fields.
Commander over there.
Yes, he is.
Gentlemen.
Aaron Phillips. And what's going to be awesome is we have Harold Jones that's going to do a medley of – he's with the Tip Tops from the beginning.
Right.
He's going to do a medley, do the national anthem, a medley of tunes. But what's going to be awesome too, Tom, is we have the color guard – first of all, I got to say this. Tom, who is a Marine, and you guys know that, but I'll tell you this, Veteran of the Year too – And we're so proud that you're going to be doing the color guard. But what I love, and listen to me out there if you've never seen it, the POW Missing Man Table. There's so many meaning to that. And, Tom, you do an awesome job with that, the 13 folds of the flag.
Right.
And there's something I can't mention because we got Donnie Carter, who we're going to – he was the 2-9, and I know you're familiar being a Marine.
He's a Marine.
2nd Battalion, 9th – 2nd Battalion, 9th Marines – Hell in a helmet, and he was in Vietnam in '67 with so many campaigns that they were amphibious raiders, and we're going to honor Donnie there too. And he was hit by a claymore, saved his legs, doing great. But we got a couple of surprises that we're not going to mention that we're going to do for Donnie.
He's a good vet. He's wounded in Nam.
Yep,
and we're going to take care of him.
We are, and Tom, I appreciate you for everything on that. That's 22 July. And
who's invited?
We want the veterans out there. Any veteran who wants you and your family out there, ones that support veterans, auxiliary
location.
I'm sorry. It is at the Nevis Road, Tillman's Corner Senior Center.
We call it Nevis
or Nevis. Well, you know, that's that Illinois.
You can tell he's not from Mobile.
Hey, that's that Illinois Alabama thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that might have something to do with that Alabama.
How about university? Yeah, but what, me going to University of Alabama? You got that right.
Well, you know, let's don't brag about it.
No. Oh, okay. But, you know, Tom, I do enjoy, and you do too, and I'm proud to be a veteran just like you are. And the things that we enjoy doing for the veterans out there, it's really rewarding. And just like when you and I, we belong to the Veterans Council, South Alabama Veterans Council, and we see so many organizations out there that want to help veterans, especially like that are contemplating committing suicide.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that there's been more people on more veterans that have committed suicide since Vietnam than they were killed in Vietnam.
Unbelievable.
And Iraq and Afghanistan.
Do I have time to give out my number for Sage Health?
Sure you do. We got,
Okay. Again, Sage Health, Phil Quigley. And not just veterans. We take care of them all. And my number is 251-709-4942, 251-709-4942, and 251-389-0280. Give us a call, and we'll take good care of you out there. That's I'm Customer Outreach, and we got a lot of other great ones out there, too. I mentioned a few names, and we got we appreciate you.
All right. And you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, when we return.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we'd certainly want to thank all the fine folks that help make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyers, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks over at Glove Farm and Gardberg in Kimberly, and one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists, and Miss Keisha Chambers, which we actually have on the air. And the number one restaurant in the Daphne area over there, the Waterfront Restaurant at number one Yacht Club Drive, Charlie Wilson Agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And we are delighted to be joined on SBN by the soon-to-be-famous Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers. Keisha, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back on the air here again. You've been off the air here for a little while, little lady. You okay?
Everything's fine. I got a new grandbaby, so we're all right.
Yeah,
really happy about that.
That's a blessing. Yes, that's so. But give us a little insight about some of these programs now that's available on our insurances. I'll give you an example why it is extremely important to be able to check with somebody that's really efficient, and that represents more than one company, because of the drugs that are being prescribed. Give you an example.
All right.
You need to make sure that when you go to these ladies and these people that like Charlie Wilson and Keisha, you know what I really like is Cigna. But my wife was prescribed a new medicine from the doctors here yesterday, day before, and we checked it on the phone while we was leaving the office and all, and the cost on it was $841. I said, for a pulmonary deal. She said, oh, my God. Well, she checked with the pharmacy after it was over with. It was zero.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, you know, and I had a scenario there with my cousin one time, and he was prescribed some kind of blood thinner or something. It was $800-something dollars. And you know, and this is why it's important that you've got to talk to these people that are knowledgeable in more than one program that they're selling. So and have a list of all of your medicines for them so that they can tell you who will approve it and who won't approve it. Because you might have the best program in the world, but then you got to pay for all of your own prescriptions because they won't accept them.
That's true. You know, there are different plans for with every company. And depending on your needs, you know, you may choose one over the other. And having a good Medicare advisor, someone who's knowledgeable of all the plans and knows how to, you know, present the right plan for your needs is key to maximizing your benefits.
It is.
Yes. And that's one thing that I take pride in is my mission is to help Medicare beneficiaries and especially veterans with Medicare to find these programs that can benefit them and then hone in on which one of these plans could meet their needs the best. One of the plans in the area gives you back money each month, $174.70 a month, to help pay for Medicare.
That's $2,000 a year.
Yes, it is. There are other plans out there that have what's called this give-back program. Some of the plans include drug coverage, and some of the plans do not. So if you're a person that's looking for an extra layer of drug coverage, even though you might have VA benefits, if you have Medicare A and B, you can enroll in a plan that gives you money back. You get an extra layer of drug coverage. So let's say you have TRICARE or CHAMP VA. What would happen is the insurance plan would pay first, and then TRICARE or CHAMP VA, whichever one you have, would come in and be the second payer, so you may pay zero for your drugs.
Right.
If the drug is in the formulary. A formulary is a list of drugs that's covered by the plan. So that's one thing that's important is, like you just said earlier, have a list of your drugs. Have a list of your doctors.
Yeah.
Learn what is covered and what is not and what the expectations are.
Well, here's another thing. Let me throw this one in the monkey works. If you have a disability rating over like 30 or 40%, then the VA furnishes all your drugs for free.
Now, right.
That being said, if you happen to have that disability, you don't need one of those high-dollar deals or one of those programs that includes all of your drugs, because there might be other benefits available that you would accept those. And somebody like Keisha would be able to know that and say, well, you don't need this program. You need this one because you're already getting all your drugs for free. Why get involved with all this other one?
Well, let me mention something else, though. Let's say someone does have 100% coverage at the VA,
mm-hmm.
but there are certain medications that the VA does not provide.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those.
Okay. Right.
And they don't supply me with Trelegy.
Okay.
But
the other plan would maybe give you some coverage, you know, instead of just having to go and pay for that medication outside the VA.
Sure.
You know, by yourself. And so there's so many considerations and things that you need to look at when you go into this. And I mean, there's so many benefits of these plants, and they don't cost anything monthly in our area.
Right. You know, it's not like you're having to pay for these plans either, Keish. You know,
you're right. They actually pay you to cover your Medicare charges.
So it behooves you to get the best plan that's available out there.
Exactly. And so on top of that, you also get, you know, a built-in dental plan, vision, hearing, gym membership, over-the-counter item allowances. There's a lot of extra benefits that come along with the plan.
Sure.
And some of the plans even include transportation and other different benefits depending on, you know, what type plan you're enrolled in. And there's even one plan that we have not talked about, but it's called a chronic illness plan. And so for someone who has diabetes or maybe a heart condition, these people, as long as they have Medicare A and B, they have a one-time shot every year to enroll into this special plan. And it has, so for someone who doesn't have TRICARE or CHAMP VA or even VA benefits, this plan, when you go see a civilian doctor, you might have a copay, but there are certain copays that are lower on these chronic illness plans. And some of the plans also include a food card along with the dental, vision, hearing, gym, and all the other extras that comes along with it. And so that is an opportunity for someone who has a special, you know, situation like diabetes or a heart condition, that they could actually get into a plan, you know, any time of the year if they hadn't already enrolled in one of those, and get extra benefits along the way.
Awesome. Now, do you represent more than one company, I understand?
I do. I am with just about every company that's offered in Alabama. But I'm also licensed for all the southern states.
Okay.
So we have Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee.
Awesome. How can people get in touch with you there?
My phone number is 251-401-3923. I'll say that again.
Yeah, do it again.
251-401-3923.
Well, it's been
a
pleasure.
When they call me, there's no charge ever for my advice or my services. So don't hesitate to call me. There's no dumb questions. Just call me, and hopefully I can help you.
There you go, and she will, guys and gals. So that's the reason we have her on the radio show, to promote the fact that it's a need that we have out there, and this need is available. So get in touch with that lady if you need it. And for more information, you can always go check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, my tirade on 10 soldiers and Pedro's army, and more when we return.
Up on their chest.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
The year was 1970. The social fabric of the United States was in tatters, with radical leftist groups coming together to protest just about everything from the Vietnam War to civil rights to the AMC Gremlin, the Chevy Vega, and the Ford Pinto. Most of the protests were peaceful until Pintos started blowing up on impact. Anti-American socialists and communist agitators, including groups like the Weathermen, the Students for a Democratic Society, the Youth International Party, the Black Panthers, and others were forming violence throughout the nation, much of it on our college campuses. Law enforcement officers and buildings were attacked with impunity. Surprisingly enough, the nation's heartland was not immune from the unrest of the day. Kent State University in Kent, Ohio, might seem like the unlikeliest location for left-wing anti-American protests, but civil unrest at the university began as far back as 1966. It escalated in 1968 when the Students for a Democratic Society, or SDS, and Black United Students staged a sit-in to protest police recruiters on campus. You think defund the police was a new concept in 2020? This is an old anarchist playbook. Result, no one was punished. Instead, 250 Black students walked off campus in a successful amnesty bid for their protesters. Sound familiar? April 1st, 1969, SDS members attempted to enter the administration building where they clashed with police. April the 16th, a disciplinary hearing involving two protesters resulted in a confrontation between supporters and opponents of SDS. The Ohio State Highway Patrol was called, and 58 people were arrested. April the 10th, 1970, Jerry Rubin, a leader of the Youth International Party, also known as the Yippies, spoke on campus and said, quote,
"The first part of the Yippie program is to kill your parent. They are the first oppressors."
Peaceful protesters. 2 weeks after that, Bill Arthrell, an SDS member and former student, distributed flyers to an event where he said he was going to napalm a dog at an anti-napalm teach-in. PETA would be so proud. April the 30th. President Nixon announced a U.S. incursion into Cambodia that became the catalyst for increasingly violent gatherings. May the 1st, two peaceful daytime protests were held on campus, but an unknown protester posted a sign on a tree reading, quote,
"Why is the ROTC building still standing?"
My mama always said nothing good ever happened after midnight, and she was right. In downtown Kent that night, people left a bar and began throwing beer bottles at police cars, injuring five police officers and breaking several windows in a downtown storefront. The riot quickly escalated into vandalism, prompting an order to close all the bars and police deployed tear gas to force the rioters back to campus. The National Guard was called in the next day, but by the time they arrived, the ROTC building was burned to the ground. According to an after-action report, quote,
"Information developed by an FBI investigation of the ROTC building fire indicates that, of course, those who participated actively, a significant portion weren't Kent State students. There is also evidence to suggest that the burning was planned beforehand. Railroad flares, a machete, and ice picks are not customarily carried to peaceful rallies."
Sound familiar? The daylight hours of Sunday, May the 3rd, were mainly peaceful, but a gathering of protesters that evening forced the guard to dispense tear gas to disperse the crowd. May the 4th, violating a ban from the university, about 3,000 protesters gathered on campus. The guard was already present. Around noon, the crowd was ordered to disperse by the guard and campus police. Instead of complying, they began to pelt the guardsmen with rocks and even throwing tear gas canisters back at the guard. Tensions continued to rise with the guard pushing forward to remove protesters amidst a hail of rocks. An officer fired a handgun into the air, and the guardsmen began to retreat up a hill. Protesters on the hill parted to let them pass, but those who had previously withdrawn moved on the guard, pelting them with rocks as they retreated. As the guard crested the hill, they turned and fired on the crowd. The aftermath of the shots has been captured in photographs that are shocking even today. Four students lay dead and nine were injured. The nation was outraged, but a majority blamed the students for the incident. Nonetheless, the shooting at Kent State and a subsequent shooting of two Black students at Jackson State University in May gave rise to an unprecedented surge in anti-war activism throughout the nation. Many credit this movement as the beginning of the end of the Vietnam War. As with so many progressive movements throughout the history, the leadership was more than happy to sacrifice a few of their foot soldiers in order to further their cause. Think St. George, Floyd, and the ensuing BLM riots of 2020, which led to defund the police and the rise of the unchecked criminal left. Now, you may be thinking Top Cat for the history lesson, but also wondering why. Well, as I write this, the City of Angels is burning under an assault by today's anti-American leftists, except now the rioters include criminal illegal aliens waving Mexican flags. Illegals allowed into the country by the old Biden-Harris open border policy and coddled by the sanctuary policies of states like California and cities such as L.A. What began as an attempt to obstruct ICE agents and federal officers from doing their job by removing the worst criminal illegals from our streets has grown into a full-blown riot, bordering on insurrection in the streets of L.A. The videos of federal officers being pelted with rocks, bottles, unknown liquids, and even high-powered fireworks highlight the fact that these protests were hardly meant to be peaceful. Those carrying signs saying kill ICE and spray painting the same around the Metropolitan Detention Center where they think the illegals are being held believe that chaos and killing is the path to taking over our nation. There are no spontaneous protests. They are all organized riots. Just look at the video of the California Highway Patrol vehicles being firebombed from rioters on an overpass where the California Highway Patrol attempted to take cover, just as the protests at Kent State were found to be planned. Remember, who carries a railroad stake, railroad flares, and machete to a peaceful rally? Evidence indicates that many of the rioters have come prepared to inflict harm to law enforcement and destroy property. In response to the attacks on federal officers and the lack of support from the mayor of L.A., the L.A. police, and Governor Brill Creem, President Trump has deployed the National Guard to protect federal law enforcement and property. He has said that the Marines at Camp Pendleton are on standby to reinforce the feds if needed. Since the riots began on Friday, they have grown and become more violent, with thousands riding in the streets, many carrying Mexican flags, most covering their faces in order to mask their identities. In some of the most disturbing images, these criminals, who broke laws to come into this nation, expressed their appreciation by burning and spitting on American flags. And as L.A. burns, the politicians who failed to protect their citizens, Governor Vitalis and Mayor Halfash, refused to condemn the violent criminal alien rioters. Instead, they focused their blame on President Trump, sending in the National Guard. Jedi mind trick. There was nothing to see here until the Guard showed up. Huh. These aren't the illegals you're looking for. Undoubtedly, President Trump did not take this action lightly or without careful consideration and ample advice. This is not his first rodeo. Remember, during the Summer of Love and the BLM riots, many of the nation's largest cities were burned and looted by, no doubt, many of the same rioters that now roam the streets of L.A. today. At the time, Trump waited for a call from state officials to call up the Guard, costing billions in property losses and damage and dozens of lives. Remember, Tampon Tim opened his windows to take in the smell of Minneapolis burning. In light of that, the president has chosen to get ahead of the rioters by proactively deploying the Guard and possibly the Marines. President Trump promised to remove these criminal illegals to keep our streets safe, and his actions are a promise kept. I believe he is correct in doing so. I also believe that the leftist organization of the riots will continue to ramp up their attacks on law enforcement and that the rioters will undoubtedly spread to other cities run by the Democratic Communists in an attempt to create a new summer of love. It was part of their playbook in 1970 and in 2020, and they are seizing on this moment to, as they say, burn it to the ground. The Communists need chaos to advance their agenda, and as we have seen in the past, they are willing to sacrifice their own to achieve their goals. And while I have no love for these scumbag illegals, my hope is that law and order can prevail quickly and peacefully. The Communist left is looking to turn this into today's Kent State, blame President Trump for the consequences of their own failed policies, and continue to drag the nation into a progressive morass. Hopefully, the Trump administration will be successful in their efforts to restore peace on the streets of L.A. without bloodshed on either side and continue to move America forward. Our children's future hangs in the balance. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Just a thought. Don't try that down here.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hey, nice job there, Tom. I know that's a rerun. In fact, we ran it last week, but I wanted to pull it back up because apparently there is another day of tampon rage scheduled for this weekend. And the new tactic that they've got is apparently to attack ICE agents and federal agents claiming that they are being kidnapped. And So if you don't support our federal agents, just stay out of there. Because it does nobody any good.
Yep. They're trying to say that it'll make a difference who you are. You have a legal right for a lawyer and to talk to a lawyer before they can do anything to you. That's fine if you're here legal. If you're not legal, you don't have any damn rights.
There you go. Hey, and that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. Thank you for joining us. Keep our warriors in your prayers. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hurrah!